Well, it's been a beautiful week in many ways. We endured the rain, right? You have water in your basement, some of you? I certainly enjoyed that myself. Endured that myself. It's a remarkable week because of all the graduations that have occurred. I was at a university yesterday. They had just worked their way through graduation. I was in Harrisonburg, and on Saturday, no, Friday was UVA's graduation. We moved my daughter in the middle of graduation weekend at UVA. So today we're going to talk about endurance. Willis graduated on Thursday. He graduated after a lot of work and a lot of dedication. I'm sorry, Willis's family graduated out of a lot of work and dedication. And you could probably speak to endurance, right? Last week we spoke a little bit about endurance as part of the work we're kind of working our way through the kinds of things that we need to hold on to faith in the midst of those storms that occur. You know, the basement, water, the moving a person, all the turbulence that kind of like occurs. These are relatively small things that I've mentioned. You have experienced some of the turbulence that can be just heartbreaking, mind-numbing. How do I even? Some days start like that, you know, like, oh, it's going to be a good day. You know, I think I have a plan for what I'm going to do today. I'm going to kind of get up and work through these things. That's certainly how the day started when we were moving my daughter at in Charlottesville. I thought, we got it all under control, which is very, very dumb. Because by the morning, there was so much chaos that we were kind of working through and, you know, renting things and doing things and that sort of thing. By the end of the day, you felt like you had survived something. And certainly that's where we found ourselves. You may experience this commonly. Those days that start off beautifully, those days that start off as, and then by the end of the day, you've experienced a significant accident, a fall, a doctor's appointment that did not go well, a conversation that you were not anticipating, the news, right? So we are working our way through turbulent times, always throughout our life. Now last week we talked about how the Apostle Paul was suggesting that there's, you know, this process that we go through. Maybe you remember this, that we encounter trouble, and that trouble produces endurance. We'll talk about that. So this is kind of a continuation, but let me just kind of like finish out the rest of this formula, right? Trouble produces endurance, and then endurance, pushing through it, working through it, produces character, right? The understanding, the experiences, the lessons of the life that you have kind of worked through, the difficulties that you've worked through, that character is in the business of forming us into hopeful people. So trouble produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Oh, you said it with me. I like that. We'll just kind of keep playing with that then. Now, the scripture that we have here invites us to run with Jesus in a race. I'm not a runner. I don't know if you can tell that or not. I'm a pretty decent walker, And I know, and you know, that there are times that we start off on a journey, and maybe it's a longer one, and by the end of the, you know, the hour, perhaps, you know, your feet starting to speak to you, or your lower back, or if you're carrying something in your hand or on your back, then those muscles start to ache a little bit, even after just a short period of time, right? But then after a while, what do? You just stop right in the middle of the journey, right? You just quit right there. Isn't that the most prudent thing to do? Your body is saying, you know, had enough. No, I'm not stopping for a break. I'm just stopping right here. Your body wants you to do that, by the way. Have you noticed that? It's like, please. After a while, it's like, please, please, just stop. But if you do, what happens? Say you go, I don't know, Disneyland. Who here has gone to Disneyland? All right. Who here has gone to Disneyland with children? See, there's a special circle of heaven for people who have done that endurance trip. And at some point, somebody wants to stop and just kind of die right there. No, we can't. You can't. What would you miss? What would you abandon? Endurance is this thing that moves us towards the character that we need to keep going. Endurance is not simple suffering. It is not going, all right, well, I'm just going to like push through until it's over with. I mean, that's just suffering. No, endurance says, I have a goal. Endurance says, I may not even have a fully formed goal, but I have to keep going. And I have to invest courage into taking that chance. That's why I love that book so much, because it says, don't be afraid. Courage is not just a small thing that we get to trot out to look good. The poet David Wyeth says, courage is a word that tempts us to think outwardly, to run bravely against opposing fire, to do something under besieging circumstances, and perhaps above all, to be seen doing that in public. Oh, she was so courageous. He did such a great job. To show courage, to be celebrated in a story, to be rewarded for medals, to be given an accolade is not the point. But to look at it from a linguistic perspective, David says, you have to look more to the interior direction and towards the original use of the word courage, cur, which means heart. It's a French word. It's the word for heart. Courage is the measure of our heartfelt participation with life, with one another, and with a community, a work, a future. It's our heartfelt investment and participation in it. To be courageous is not necessarily to go anywhere or to do anything except to make conscious those things we already feel deeply and then live through the unending vulnerabilities of those consequences that occur when you lean into it. To be courageous is to seat our feelings deeply in the body and in the world, to live up to and into the necessities of relationships that often already exist with things we find we already care deeply about, with a person, with a future, with a possibility in a society, or when an unknown that begs us on, we lean in and always, always keep going, even if we have to take breaks. to be courageous is to stay close to the way that we are made. And that's a poet saying those things. Let me tell you what a pastor would say. Every year, I have been invited for many years, I think it's like 17 or 18 years, to teach at a boot camp for new pastors. I can't believe they let me do it. It says how bad things have gotten. But they do it, and there we go. And I meet these most amazing people. People that some of you have come to know over time, have passed through these doors, have worked. I meet people right at the beginning of their careers. I meet people, you know, as they're transitioning careers, and I get to be with them, and it's always inspiring to me. At my version of that, when I first entered into this work as being a pastor, I went to a similar boot camp, and there, teaching there was Bishop Pennell. Do some of you remember Joe Pennell as the bishop here in Virginia? Some of you do. I saw a hand or two. Joe Pennell was the bishop in the late 90s, early 2000 kind of zone. And he would say, you know, when you go into your church, the first thing you want to do is preach the sermon with the scripture that was just read for you. That you need to invite people to remember that they and you are going to be running a race together, that you are going to have to experience some hard things together, that you will be looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, the one who says, follow me, into the midst of whatever's next for that congregation. We are in process of running. He said, one of the things you can do is you can invite people to remember that we're surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses, right? That in this space, right, it's almost like we're in a coliseum, right? Nice coliseums have like people kind of gathered around to encourage us, to cheer us on, even when we graduate. Yay, it's so good, right? Or when you go to a sporting event, maybe a race or something like that, there's people there. Well, this idea that we have from Hebrews is that all these people that have been in our life, even those ones who have gone on before us, they're looking at us from the stands going, you can do this. You can keep going. That the job is to keep running. That you pick up the one foot and you set it down, right? You pick up your foot and you set it down. You keep going. You pick up your foot and you set it down. Is this starting to feel familiar in your body at least? Maybe you're walking it. Maybe you're one of those walking 5Kers. I don't know. But one way or another, you keep locomoting. You keep moving your body forward and forward and forward in time. And those people that are in that audience, I see some Galahues up in there, right? If I look very carefully, I will see my grandmother, Alberta, for whom I am named, who had the force of a hurricane inside of her body. You know, she was a powerful woman, and she's looking at me. I see people that have guided you and guided me as we take our next steps, enduring whatever it is that is within us, or how the rain is coming down, or whatever it is, that we pick them up and we put them down. And we don't stop. So yesterday, I was teaching, and we took a break and we're kind of working through things, and this lady came up to me. She said, you know, I've been a pastor for 25 years. I said, what are you doing here? She said, I think they lost my paperwork. I thought, well, there's a story. I don't know. There's got to be a story there for sure. And then she said, I've been with a community, I've been with a church community that I've pastored for 25 years. I'm a country preacher. I started this second career, but I've been doing this. And they needed me to come and repeat this, and I'm glad I was here. And she gave me a couple of reasons why. Very specific reasons. It was important for her to be there that week. But she said, you know, when you're away, everything always happens too. So preachers have this happen. You take a vacation, you come back, and there's that thing, right? I thought that was taken care of, and then it's not, right? So she was explaining all those things to me. And, you know, thinking about the reason why she was there and the reason why she was kind of working through things. And she said, I've been this for 25 years and I will die this way. Because this is what I'm supposed to do. Now, I don't know exactly what you're supposed to do. I don't know the chances that you have grabbed a hold of, or the ones that are flying around that you're not really certain that you can reach out and touch. I don't know exactly where you might find yourself, but there are opportunities and there are callings that we have in our life that we have to live into and grab hold of. These are ones that come from Christ, and they are ones that if He's going to call you into it, He's going to walk with you through it. If you are called and given a chance to step into something, you do not do it on your own. And most certainly, as you do it, and as you wrestle with it, and you chase after it, there are those people who have been cheering you on all throughout the life that you have, going, you can do this. I know that you can do this. I see what's possible inside of you. And there is Christ right on the front saying, come on. Come on. So as we run with patience the race that has been set before us, with courage, the race that has been set before us, may we keep picking up our feet and putting them down. And I invite you to this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.